Greetings, I present to you the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, at CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, and through the web on CFRU.ca. I am your Master Overseer, Nicholas Cooper. We will be looking inward and beyond at progressive rock, the branches of progressive, fusion, and alternative genres, a pleasing anomaly, and other unique discoveries near and far. Join me as we gaze into the audible lens out of the diverse musical landscape on the ever-changing horizon. Welcome, good sentries, to a new audience in the Observational Tower, my music interview series through the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, here at CFRU 93.3 FM, online at CFRU.ca, and live streaming with splendid green screen FX on CFRU's YouTube channel. Today we are skewed the focus, our gaze upon a psychedelic plez rock singer-songwriter from Orangeville, Ontario. Here he is, Andrew MacArthur, known as Juarez. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going?
Ooh, reverb.
I'm pretty good. Nice entrance there with the reverb.
For sure.
How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Can't complain that much.
Awesome. Not that much.
Yeah, certainly not that much. It's not as cold and freezing as the last couple days.
Pretty beautiful day, actually.
Yeah, how was your travels here to Guelph?
It was perfect. Sunny skies, so ideal for mid-December, that's for sure.
Yeah, and definitely for this special performance and interview
Put me in the sunny mood, so I'm ready to go.
Awesome.
A little nervous, but...
Oh, don't be that nervous.
Yeah, no, just a little.
We're all good here.
Yeah, for sure.
Why don't we... why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself before a little music, before you play for us some music of yours?
Sure. Okay, so like Nicholas said, my name is Andrew MacArthur. I release music under the name Juarez, from Orangeville, Ontario, 25 years old. Really excited to be here. Want to say thank you to CFRU. Thank you, Nicholas, the crew, Andrew back there. This is a total pleasure. So very happy to be here.
Awesome. I'm very excited to hear you play. Yeah. I love your music.
Thank you.
What will you be playing for us first?
So I've got five songs total. The first one is a cut off the record that was released earlier this year called Four Walls. That's the tune I'm going to play. And I'm using backing tracks. So I'll be playing guitar and singing, but there's a previous Andrew playing the drums and bass and keyboard.
Past Andrew.
Yeah, past Andrew playing them. And I thought it'd be okay to do it on the radio, so... use some backing tracks here, so
that's all good.
Yeah,
that's good. So here's Juarez here on Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope here at CFRU 93.3 FM.
Thank you.
That was Juarez here on CFRU 93.3 FM, CFRU.ca, and on YouTube. Well, that was a new song I've never heard you play before. What was that one called?
So I don't really have a name for it yet.
Untitled.
Yeah, untitled right now.
Titled, and you played for live for the first time?
Yeah, live for the first time.
Woo, yeah.
So I sort of was trying to do more songs from the album, but I half forgot how to play them, half sort of couldn't figure out a great way to do it with a backing track, because a lot of it is guitar heavy, and I didn't want like four guitars playing in the backing track along with me playing guitar. It's sort of weird.
Mixed up, and we don't know
what I'm playing.
Yeah, at least for our radio listeners, which is the real.
Yeah, they'd be like, what guitar is he playing?
So, multiple guitars.
Exactly. So I picked that one, is a nice like piano heavy one. So, and there's one guitar in my like version I'm working on. So I thought, oh, might as well bust that one out. So
awesome. Yeah. You have a great singing voice
and all
the lyrics and all the textures you come up with. I just love it all.
Thank you so much.
Into our interview portion now.
Yes.
You did mention you're from Orangeville.
Yep, Orangeville.
How you grew up there?
I grew up there. I was born in Orangeville. My mom's side of the family has been in Orangeville for generations. So I love it there. A lot of people leave. A lot of people grow up there and say, I'm going to the big city. Screw this. Sort of thing, but I like it, and it's close to Guelph. I love Guelph, and you can still go downtown if you want to go to the big cities, but yeah, it's nice.
It's very accessible.
yeah,
spot to go into other municipalities?
Exactly. Yeah. It's sort of like an hour from anywhere. So it's nice mm-hmm. to sort of call that your home base. And there's a great music scene there. And yeah, so it's awesome.
Yeah. What kind of music scene does Orangeville have?
It sort of had its heyday maybe like, 10, 12 years ago or whatever. A lot of people were playing in Orangeville, also like sort of playing in Guelph as well, in Toronto as well. Those people have got a little older now and started families and stuff, but, I still play with them when they're available and they're doing shows. I play in a couple bands, or used to anyways. And, Justin McDonald Band is a great one from Orangeville. Devin and the Darklight is really cool. I played in both of those bands. Stuart Gunn, I think, is originally from Guelph, but he's been living in Orangeville for a while now, and he's a great artist, and he teaches in Orangeville. There's a great music store called Aardvark Music and Culture, which sadly haven't been there in a long time. I'm kind of being a hermit, but it's a great hub for people doing music. And there was a hardcore scene there and kind of ska punk when that was really big.
Okay. I didn't think of the ska.
Yeah.
Part
well, it was like huge in 15 years ago or 10, I don't know, 10 years ago. I was grade 8, 13, and everybody was wearing the checkered tight pants and whatever. So skanking around. But also, indie music, folk music, bluegrass, country, hardcore punk stuff. So a lot of great stuff.
Mm-hmm. And actually, you're in one, actually, or I don't know if it's based in Orangeville, but main band.
Sorry.
That
wow.
You're, Juarez is your solo project, but yes. You are in another band.
Yes, so Falcon Jane, shout out Falcon Jane, Sarah May, my partner, she was born in Alliston, I think. Yeah, Alliston. And she went to school downtown Toronto at Ryerson. That's where I guess she really started pushing her music. And then moved back to Hockley Valley, which is just outside Orangeville. And that's when I met her and joined the band about 5 years ago. I love it. I love being in Falcon Jane. It's been 5 years now, I think. Definitely an Orangeville band, but also sort of we've played out east and we've played in Winnipeg and stuff, and we play in Toronto a lot, so it's sort of we're kind of a Toronto band, but we're kind of an Orangeville band too, not so much attached to the local scene there, more we kind of just drift around and make friends wherever we go.
Well, that's good to be able to reach out to many places.
Yeah, for sure.
And be able to perform and
yes.
get an audience out there.
Yeah, Sarah is so driven and awesome. So that's, it's a total, I'm blessed to be in that band because I get to play parts of Canada I never thought I'd get to play. And
mm-hmm.
she takes it really seriously and works really hard. So it's awesome.
So a commonality between your solo project and Falcon Jane is the style of music, which I believe you guys have dubbed that musical style.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us what that is and explain that
sure.
for us?
So it must have been 3-4 years ago, we called it Plez Rock, short for Pleasant Rock. So, still groovy and rocking like a rock band, but pleasant, not we're not it's not classic rock or crazy rock and roll. It's chill. You can chill out, you can hang with your friends and listen to it, or have some introspective time, listen to it. Yeah, so she writes great lyrics, really personal lyrics to her, so that sort of brings the pleasant sort of introspective vibe about it. Juarez sort of in the vein of Plez, but I'm a bit more, I think, jarring a little bit. I've been on the two last records of Falcon Jane. I was on them, did a couple different instruments, but she sort of reins me in and keeps me from doing weird
stuff.
Weird stuff. But with Juarez, I can let it all out, all my weirdness.
Like what do you mean by that then? Like with the weirdness?
Just like strange, she's very like particular with the sound or the cohesiveness of the record. It's like really on point and sharp. Everything's really precise and tight. Whereas I think I'll release a song that sort of almost feels like it's almost falling apart in the middle of it, or because there's like a solo or guitar solo or things are all happening, but then it'll come back. So I sort of push that a bit more, sort of the,
like you venture out,
yeah,
a bit,
exactly,
into
let it go a bit crazy and then come bring it, wrangle it back in, sort of thing. Whereas Falcon Jane's more tight, just straight up good, like pop songs, or you know, more structured songs.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah, I get that.
And she writes with a guitar or a piano, she'll write the lyrics and she'll like pull a song out of her soul or whatever, like how she's feeling in that moment or whatever, and she'll get the whole song or a part of it done and keep pushing that emotion or whatever to get the song out. Whereas I will sit down with like a workstation, like at a computer or whatever, and sort of mess around and see what I can do. It's sort of more open-ended, I think. So that's sort of where the main difference comes from. Our writing styles are pretty different. So
you, instead of having a concrete idea ready, you just work like your workstation, like
the idea
mess
comes
around, like
the idea like comes as it's being made. Whereas she'll be like, oh, I just felt inspired, let me go, I'll hit the piano or go to the piano right now and get it out. Whereas I'll be like, yeah, more open-ended and sort of mess around more, and
I guess open to the possibility of what might,
exactly,
come out of your head.
Yeah, where she has an idea or an emotion that she's gonna go with, run with, and then she'll start at her work. Whereas I let it happen as I'm going, sort of thing. So,
all right,
yeah,
great. So another, I guess another part of the style is it's kind of your pleas rock is has a psychedelic element,
yeah,
to it as well.
Yeah.
And
I think I'm more influenced by, you know, that sort of era of music, like 70s, 60s stuff.
Yeah, I was actually going to bring that up because it does sound very like, yes, 60s psychedelia and... Mm-hmm. Like the 70s, like art rock, I guess.
Yeah. And I don't think, she obviously likes that sort of music and stuff, and we have tons of similar influences and everything, but yeah, I think that's where I sort of, where I've always been musically, and she's more, I think the Falcon Jane originated as like folk rock, whereas
okay.
I, yeah, sort of was more interested in rocking out and being trippy. I don't even remember what your question was.
Or I was just to point out about the psychedelic.
Oh yeah,
part
the psychedelic thing. Yeah.
Actually, this another point to bring up. Our shout out to Raquel Hardy.
Yeah, Rocky
who,
Hardy.
Yeah, who used previously was of Falcon Jane, but has now is now focusing on her own solo project, Sages.
Yes.
And we had her, I had her on an audience.
Yeah, she performed.
Yeah, performed here 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And that is, I think, kind of through Raquel, me and you connected. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, or how did that go?
So, yeah, I think that's how I found out about your program was through Rocky, and you were playing her music, which is amazing, by the way. If anyone isn't familiar, Sages, it's great stuff. And I was like, oh, this is a cool program. Like, I just put out music. Maybe I should message this guy. He seems pretty cool. And so there you go. So it was a great, great way to connect.
I'm cool.
Yeah, totally. Well, this is pretty sweet.
Yeah.
I think you said, what did you say, 14 or 15 live performances in the studio this year.
Oh yeah, so
that's pretty odd. Like, congrats to you for bringing people aware of new music and
doing it all here at community and campus radio stations.
Yeah, exactly. It just shows how important it is to have community radio, because, you know, I'm just totally happy I could get to do this and play in front of people, and might be the only time I ever do it, but at least I got to do it. So, and it's pretty wild to think that we're live on a radio right now. It's pretty cool.
And on YouTube.
And YouTube, yeah. My YouTube premiere.
Well, I'm glad to have this platform here for you and all the other artists.
For sure.
That I like listening to and want to share with everyone. Mm-hmm. Well, that's how I wanted to start the radio show almost like 3 years ago now.
Wow, 3 years.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. Why don't we go into your background in music?
Sure.
Was guitar your first instrument, or what was the first musical instrument you picked up?
So, piano was my first as a kid, as a child. I was doing piano, I think in grade 3 or something. My family would go to church, like, you know, a lot of families or whatever, and we would sing in church, and I think that helped a lot. My grandmother, she plays piano and sang, so I was always singing and playing piano, and there's always pianos around and guitars too. But I was mainly piano until about high school, and then sort of classic guy in high school. It's like, oh, guitar's with what the cool guys play. Oh. You can carry it around in the hall and look cool, right? So that's where I started guitar, and I didn't take any lessons with guitar. I just sort of picked it up and went with it.
Self-taught?
Yeah, self-taught, yeah. And it was kind of tricky because I'm left-handed. I don't know if people can notice on YouTubes. This is a backwards guitar. So that was a bit of a initial hurdle to get over, to find a left-handed guitar. I think originally my dad brought home an acoustic, a Yamaha acoustic. He traded, I think, for like a 2-4, like a beer or something. And we strung it backwards. That's how it started. Like, switched the strings around.
So it can be made into a left-handed guitar.
Yeah, it's not probably advised because the intonation on the guitar will be way off, and because everything's very precise on a guitar, I guess. So, but that's how I got started, and just sort of sort of a bug that bit me, and I couldn't shake it loose. So yeah, and then
must be kind of expensive also to find.
Yeah,
like to get a left-handed guitar.
Eastwood is great. There's a lot of newer companies that make guitars that are nice to left-handed people. That it's like basically the same price, which is awesome. Eastwood does it. A couple other ones. Fender is the worst. You can only get a Stratocaster, and they're like more money. So I never got to get one of the cool like Jaguars or Jazzmasters. I had to stick with it. But I love Strats. Like, I would play a bunch of Stratocasters. But I got by.
Oh, that's good then. That's
good. And then playing in bands in high school and stuff, just started sitting down on the drums and messing around and bass guitar and stuff. And so, yeah. Besides piano, self-taught on drums and bass and stuff like that.
And you've kept all these music skills for, I am assuming, for yours, like all the music you do.
Yeah, totally.
So multi-instrumentalist.
Yes.
You're pretty much.
Yeah, like I was playing in a band in high school, and we sort of would rehearse in my basement. So there was a drum kit and a bass amp, and everything was there. And then I bought a Roland, or like a Boss, like, multi-tracker, digital multi-track recorder, because I was like, hey, all this stuff is just in my basement. I could just record stuff. So that's where it kind of all started. So, and then I had to go out and buy my own drum kit and everything, but that's how it started. Stealing other people's the things.
Oh, the journey, the musical journey.
Yeah, for sure.
As it is also, like, it's almost the end of this year. Do you listen to a lot of music?
Yes.
What would your album be for 2019?
2019 album?
Yeah.
Ooh. You're putting me on the spot here. Just probably like friends releasing records. Like, we have a band that we're kind of acquainted with. Falcon Jane is, they're called Nutrients, and they just released their record a couple, like last weekend, I think. But I've been listening to the singles and stuff. It's really good. I listened to the record. It's awesome. Yeah. They're called Nutrients.
Where are they from?
They're from Toronto. Yeah. It's not quite an album, but, Elcon, she released an EP called Whatever, and that's a really great EP, really good songs on there.
Yeah, I played some of the songs on the SMK.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's a great record. Sled is really cool. I was listening to, I work at a cidery, Palmy Cider, and do a lot of driving in the van, delivering, and I'd put Sled on, Maximum Ice. It's great, like whipping around downtown with a bunch of kegs in the back, and I've got like techno bumping. It's pretty sweet. What else? What, I'm trying to think of a big one. There's a guy, I don't know where he's from, or he's from the UK, I think. Michael Kiwanuka, I think his name. He just released a record called Kiwanuka, and it's just totally amazing. Danger Mouse produced it, I think. So it's really great. Yeah.
Awesome. Why don't we now go into your second set of music?
Sure.
What do you have planned for us?
So I'm going to do another cut from, not from the record. It's on my SoundCloud.
Okay.
It's called My Life. And then I'm going to do a song from the album called Eyes.
So, and Eyes.
Here we go.
So here's Juarez. Performing live here at CFRU 93.3 FM, CFRU.ca, and on YouTube.
I'm just going to quickly tune here. That one throws me out a little bit every time. Here we go.
Listening to CFRU 93.3 FM, The Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope, here with Juarez live in the studio. You have a great like guitar solo, just beautiful fretwork there.
Oh, thanks. It's sort of wanky, but oh well. Some people can see me, I guess. But I'm not a great lyricist. Or at least I have a lot of trouble getting solid amount of words out. So, compensate with, guitar,
yeah.
Stuffs. So
now I'm trying to do some lyrics as well with my own solo project, mm-hmm. but that's kind of hard when you're playing bass clarinet.
Yeah, totally. And that's extra difficult.
Well, enough of me because we should be talking about now the actual Juarez.
Yes.
When did well, what does the name mean? Where did you think up the name Juarez?
So, I think it came, as lame as this may sound, it came from my Instagram thing. I had it spelled, I wrote Andrew, like at Andrew, but I made the, like, the, I had and then like W-R-U-Z or something.
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. And so my buddy, good friend of mine, who played in Falcon Jane 2, Jimmy, he was like, for the longest time, just from seeing that over and over again, he was thought that was my last name, was Juarez.
Oh, okay.
So he would be like, that's your last, like one day we were just hanging out and he was like, "Yo, Juarez." And I was like, "What?" And he was like, "That's your last name, right?" And I was like, "No, it's not my last name at all." But it sort of stuck. And yeah, I think it's probably supposed to be pronounced wares. Like, I think it's like internet lingo for like pirated wares.
Oh, okay.
With a Z on it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I pronounce it Juarez. So.
I think it's more distinguished.
Yeah.
More personal.
Yeah, and I'm not much of a computer guy or like a pirate guy. Torrent. So yeah, it doesn't really, it wouldn't be as fitting if it was wares. And I think there's actually a band in, is it from Saskatchewan, I think, or Manitoba, I think, and they go by wares with an S. So
okay.
I'm sort of in deep water here, hot water about that. So I might get a cease and desist later today or next couple of weeks by being on here. But yeah, so right now it's the name, but I don't know if it might not be the name forever. But
oh, you've thought about maybe changing?
Yeah, I have. So
any ideas right now?
Not really. No, I just sort of always, things always pop up. I'll have an idea. I'll be like, oh, I got to check Spotify, Google it and see if it's a band. I thought Gravel. That's not a band, but probably for good reason, because Gravel. But that would kind of be funny. Actually, Bandit isn't a band, which is crazy. I thought, like, how is that not picked yet? I think there's like bands that are like something Bandit or like something Bandits.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But there's no Bandit, which is like, my band's called Bandit. It's pretty sweet. yeah, just sort of always thinking silly names. My middle name's kind of weird. It's Frankish.
Okay.
I think that'd be kind of cool, Frankish.
Yeah, that'd be.
Or my last name's MacArthur. I was maybe gonna, and it's Andrew MacArthur. Maybe Andrew McAndrew would be kind of funny, or Arthur MacArthur. But I don't. Yeah, we'll see something. But right now it's Juarez. So
yes. Yeah. So when did you start your solo project, or when did you start composing your own songs?
And probably when I was 18, I guess. Like I was saying, there was a bunch of gear in my basement from friends, and then started making stuff up, mostly like instrumentals and a couple songs with lyrics, like singing, and we'll post it on Bandcamp and SoundCloud and stuff like that. So probably since I was 18, I was posting music under, I had another name, it was kind of really weird, called Meerkat Attack.
Oh.
that was sort of my pseudonym for a bit.
Okay.
That was all way more kind of, what's the word? Like
straightforward?
Or like, rudimentary or something, or like just very weird, yeah. Like strange stuff.
Bizarre?
Bizarre kind of very lo-fi sort of recordings. And then it's just slowly grew into this. So, yeah.
So you've been composing since 18, but, I guess your self-titled album, which was just released this year these are the songs that were, I guess, more serious and more like you felt good enough to release as, as a collection.
Yeah, and sort of try a little bit harder to have people listen to it, like reach out to people like you and maybe see if it can get on the radio or get on somebody's playlist or whatever. So, yeah, I tried pretty hard to take it serious and sort of have something, that a piece of work that you know, people be like, this is actual music.
So how did the, well, walk us through the story for the self-titled album. Like, how did you decide to, or when did you decide to start working on it?
So some songs are a lot older than other songs. Like I would do like one-offs. Like I would just, a song would come to me and I would get it all recorded and done. And I would just sit on it for like years. Like some songs on this record are probably 2-3 years old. But I knew they were something. I knew they were kind of pretty good. So, I was actually at my friend's. He was having a show at his house. Rob Shade, formerly The Auras and Our Father's Star. Right now he does, makes music under the name Ramshi.
Oh, yeah.
He would do great, really cool backyard shows. And I met up with, sort of reconnected with my buddy, Wally Jericho. He's this really cool dude, multi-instrumentalist as well. He was based out of Grand Valley for a while. And I was like, oh, wow. Like, I had a couple drinks and I was, you know, had the sparkle in my eye and was like, hey, you have a full-blown studio in your house or like in your garage. Like, I have all these songs. You want to like help me mix them and we can record vocals? And he was like, yes. And that initiated the getting it moving, because I had the songs or a lot of them ready, all tracked. And at that point I had not done any mixing or anything kind of legit anyways. So I asked for his help and he was super awesome about it. And he helped me out for about a year.
And this was started last year?
Yeah. Or probably even 2017 we started.
Okay.
Late 2017. We put a lot of work in. I did tracked all the vocals there and I did some overdubs there. And, he's a great guy, really good. And he plays, we're working on a new Falcon Jane record too. And he plays some saxophone and trumpet on that record that's coming out soon. So yeah, he's a great, great musician, great artist. So that was all thanks to him, really, that this made it out to the light of day. So.
Yeah. Incredible.
Yeah.
You told me before the interview that there's an interesting story with the album's artwork,
yes.
Which I think we can, maybe you can describe it better, but it's like kind of art drawn, like pastel with hills and...
Yeah. So my friend, a friend of mine from Orangeville as well, or Caledon or something, Chris Morrow, great artist, he just finished at OCAD, I think. And a really cool dude, a big music fan. I was like, I love his art. I love his stuff. I love his work. So I said, hey, man, would you like to make the cover art for the album? And he was totally down. It's sort of what he wants to do more of is do art for bands and posters and albums. And we just kind of went back and forth about what it should look like. And I just for some reason had the idea of stink piles or big piles of dirt. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
that was an idea, but it just was like I had sort of an alien like landscape, like a different planet with strange hills. That was just for some reason what I wanted to do. And he did a lot. He did a couple, like a bunch of rough work with like pastel, I think, and stuff like that. And then we settled on something, and he did the final thing on with oil paint. And it was awesome. He's a great artist. And then it was really weird because then right after we'd finalized everything and I got it, I was like, this is rad. I love this. I don't know why I like it so much, but I do. I don't know why I want stink piles, but I did. And then I get this new job. It was a terrible, terrible job working at this place called Growbark. Not terrible, but it didn't mesh with me very well. It was very long hours. And it was like, it was basically working like in a quarry or something. Like, it was soil mixing, so a soil company, like a dirt factory, basically. First day I get there for my new job, what do I see? These huge stink piles everywhere. And it was very bizarre. I was like, would I tell my future? Like, these, like they're massive, like 50-foot huge piles of dirt and manure, compost, all this stuff, and they're steaming. because I started there in the wintertime last year. Yeah, it's been a year now since I quit. I did like 3 months. I was like, I'm out of here. This is too gnarly. But it was very strange that I just wanted these stink piles in my life so bad, and then I get the real deal, and I could not do it. So it was kind of funny. But yeah, that's my story about my stink piles. They kind of follow me around in my life. And I was thinking, incredible. I'm working on a new record or new EP or whatever, mixtape. And I want to call it No More Dirt because I'm No More Dirt for me. That was my yeah. dirt year. And now I'm on to
cleaner stuff.
New. Yeah. Less stinky.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Like, well, the album artwork and the album as well isn't dirty at all.
No.
It's all, well, the artwork is very romanticized of it.
Yeah.
And totally. all the songs on it are like amazing. I think.
Thank you.
Like, I have a few favorite tracks here. Like the first, song on it, Devil, that's like, yeah, that's a good starter track.
Yeah. Thanks. I've heard that before from people. It's a nice way to start the album. And
It's very, very, very dreamy and lets you ease into the album.
The Juarez World.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally. Sort of like a lullaby, almost, I would call that song. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what is it about, though? Because the title, Devil, doesn't seem that angry, I don't think.
Yeah, though, like the content isn't angry, but it's called Devil, which is sort of... Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know what it's about. I think I say something like, I can't sleep in the dark. I can't go to bed. I can't climb to the top without looking down. I think I say, I lay awake all night looking at you, I think is the lyric. And I think it was just maybe about my own insecurity or my own devils that are coming out. They don't let me maybe go all the way forward or go 100% into something. I've got to look back or I've got to stay up thinking about something. I think that was sort of the idea.
That makes real sense now.
Yeah. So, yeah, sort of insecurities of being who you are or whatever, and being with, you know, being with people, having relationships with people, and just feeling sort of not good enough maybe, or your devils are showing the things that you don't want to be about you, but they are, and they just sort of show up.
Oh, yeah. I get that.
Yeah. So I think that's why it was called Devil anyways.
I guess you already talked about how some of these lyrical and music ideas just come to you in the moment when you're composing, but is there any, I guess, overall theme in the albums or what you've come up with in the composition process?
Yeah. I think for some reason space always sort of shows up, like outer space, think otherworldly things I think usually show up, supernatural stuff, like the song I played, Eyes, I think I say like something about like a microchip, and I say like last something on the machine, so sort of like a spaceship, I guess.
Okay.
I've got a song called Moon on the record. It's totally, like I say, like slow dancing on the moon. So a lot of space, a lot of outer space. In Combustion, Pass You By, it's called. I call it Combustion because that was its original name.
Same, yeah.
But Pass You By, I'm going to play next. I talk about Alone in Space, I think I say. Watch It Pass You By. So yeah, sort of.
Very... lots of fascination with space.
Yeah, and like introspective feelings that are paired with the outside world as well. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I get that sense.
Yeah, seeing things change and observing the things that aren't a part of you, but then
trying to understand,
taking them personally or bringing them into the inside. So yeah, something like that.
One of the actually standout tracks is one that you've also done a music video for, Stupid.
Yes.
And what's that track about and what makes it stand out?
So I think the production, I guess, is a lot different than the other songs. The other songs, or like a real drum kit, and usually like a like electric piano or an upright acoustic piano, whereas Stupid has like really cheesy drum beat from a Casio keyboard that Sarah owns. It's very just like a really funny drum beat, and I also play the Casio, the main piano or synth riff is the Casio, sort of the strange piano synthy like sound. So that definitely, I think, makes it stand out, or it's sort of the weird ones out of the bunch. And the composition is a little different, like the arrangement's a little different too. It's sort of three parts that happen in succession, or like twice. The other songs are sort of, and you don't like for the longest time I thought a part of it was the chorus. Whereas then everyone I would talk to, they would call that what I would say the intro was the chorus. And I think because it's that like hooky thing that I go like that, like I do like the riff thing. People, a lot of people are calling that the chorus, which I guess makes sense because it was like the hook of the song.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it was just sort of a different, I developed it a lot different. And that's a very old song too. Like I think that was like 2016 or something I wrote that. So it was a lot older too, so like a lot of reasons why it probably stands out. But it did really well. I think the video has like 600 views, which is awesome.
Yeah,
not crazy, but I'm pretty happy with it. And Sarah Falcon Jane made the video. She's a videographer, filmmaker, and we made the video together. I just sort of stumble around a huge farmer's field, and I dance in front of a green screen.
Yeah, I was gonna say that I wasn't also used. Green screen.
Yes, wow. Yes, it was our friends of ours out in the country near Orangeville. They have a really cool studio, and they have a great green screen, so we did that. And it's sort of the video is sort of the idea was anyways that Juarez or my character in front of the green screen, he's like really happy and he's like trying to be this performer, entertainer, but then when you see him out in the field or out in nature in somewhere else, he's down, he's not performing, he's not on. And I don't really know what that means, but that was the idea. Anyways, so yeah.
Out of all the songs on that album, which one did you feel most connected and meaningful with or to?
I think Stupid for sure. I feel connected to. The lyrics are like feeling like this world is stupid. I'm walk the streets. I'm not lucid. Sort of, you get the feel of that sometimes. I'm out too late at night and I've been being stupid at a bar or whatever. And you're, you know, I'm not like raising hell or raising heck or being, you know, I'm not doing anything necessarily bad, but just, walking the streets and not knowing what your place is in the world and that sort of thing. And I was also going through a breakup at the time, and I think that comes through in lyrics. But at the same time, the music is very peppy and like fun and goofy. So that's another, I think we all have that contrast within ourselves where we want to be happy and goofy and fun and life of the party, but we also feel down sometimes and we feel out of place. So I think that, definitely connect to that one. The last song on the record, The Right Direction.
Well, that's also a very favorite track of mine.
Oh, nice. Awesome. Yeah, I connect to that one as well. The lyrics are really, like, vague, but gonna give it a push, just a kick in the tush, in the right direction. So it's, like, sort of
self-motivator.
Sort of an answer to Stupid, where it's like, maybe everything feels weird right now, but let's kick it into gear and we'll go in the right direction and have faith in yourself, have faith in your friends and your life, and go in the right direction.
Yeah, that's awesome. We are have to finish off this interview here. Is there any future activities with your solo project or with your other music activities?
Yep, so everything's kind of open-ended right now. Falcon Jane, we're just finishing a record right now. It's basically mixed now and we're going to master it and it's going to come out. In the new year, I think. Like spring, and we're very excited. It sounds awesome. Super proud of how it came out, and Totally looking forward to that. But live performance, everything's sort of up in the air. So, if anyone's digging the music and whatever, I'm always interested in future collaborators or anyone who wants to start something or get a jam going, whatever.
Awesome.
So hopefully, maybe, you know, get some good feedback from this. But yeah, it's all up in the air. We're just going to try to have fun and make music.
Yeah. Where can we find your music and like you online and whatnot?
So I'm on Spotify. I'm on all the big guys. But, you know, SoundCloud is a great resource for people, and you can listen to my songs for free there. And Bandcamp is great if you want to support my music. You can buy it on there. It's pretty reasonable. I think you get like 8 songs for $5 or something. The whole album for like $5 or $7 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Warez, Warez only, ONLY .bandcamp.com. So that's, you know, that's preferred, I guess, for most artists.
Yeah.
You should probably all push Bandcamp because it's a great service and they don't take that big of a cut, and you can directly send your money to an artist. It's pretty awesome. Yeah.
And one last thing before your song, words of wisdom. Do you have any?
Words of wisdom. Just give it a push in the right direction. Little kick in
awesome.
The tush. Yeah.
Awesome. So ending off this audience, what is the song you will be singing for us?
So I'm going to be doing Pass You By.
All right. Here's Juarez with Pass You By here on CFRU 93.3 FM.
Time.